the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, What? No Butler? And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. It is about 7 o'clock one May morning when I am standing at the corner of 50th and Broadway, and along comes Ambrose Hammer, the drama critic. Now, I am very surprised indeed to see Ambrose at such an hour as 7 a.m. and mention it to him. And he answers as follows.
I might ask you the same question, Broadway. What are you doing out at 7 a.m.?
I am just going home.
So am I. Oh. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's daylight.
Especially when it comes up this early.
Yes.
I notice you have got your throat in a bandage, Ambrose. What is the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just a little sore throat.
Oh, in May?
Well, since I have my throat at all times of the year, what is strange about it?
I'm just making conversation. Look at all the citizens going to work at this hour.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, I guess I will be going.
I guess I will, too.
It's depressing to be out at this hour, and...
And what?
Look, isn't that Johnny Brannigan coming along?
Yeah, it is. My, I never know 7 a.m. is such a busy time.
I wonder what he's doing out so early.
Why wonder about what a plainclothes gendarme is doing any time?
Wait a second. Hey, Johnny! A Brannigan!
Hello, Ambrose. Morning, Broadway.
Hey, Johnny.
You pounding a beat, Johnny?
Nope. Going to see about a murder.
What?
Whose?
Mr. Justin Veazey.
Justin Veazey?
Somebody bumps him?
Got a call from his housekeeper, Mrs. Swanson. She says Veazey looks as if he is very much dead. I'm going to investigate the rumor. You guys want to come along?
You bet. Well, not bad for 7 a.m. The day is only 7 hours old and already things are looking up.
Veazey would give you an argument on that. However, coming along, Broadway?
Well, I have a choice to make. I can stand here and watch people hurry into work, or I can go look at a dead guy. Let us go. So we go, and this is the beginning of a very strange murder case indeed. One that baffles the police and everybody else until... Well, that is a story I will tell you in a minute.